I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You know that feeling of helplessness you get when you're completely overwhelmed? Russian Ministries is helping keep the churches in Ukraine from feeling that way. Mark Papierski of Russian Ministries says there's over 260,000 refugees that desperately need help. So along with a local church, they're addressing the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of these refugees. The result?
A lot of the people are coming have no church background and wouldn't step into an evangelical church before this crisis happened. But now after they've been loved on and fed and cared for, then after the physical needs are met, then you can work on the spiritual needs that they have.
Next, if you've lost a close loved one, you know how poignant Christmas, birthdays, and family events are. You'd do anything to have that person back. So then would you help us get a man back to his family? The American Center for Law and Justice is participating in a worldwide prayer vigil for freedom for imprisoned pastor Saeed Abedini. The event takes place September 26th. That'll mark 2 years since he's been imprisoned in Iran. You'll find the details at our website. And you hear lots of things about Haiti. It's poor, broken, and the government's corrupt. That's all true. But so is this. The Haitian people are among the most resourceful, resilient people in the world. They just need a little guidance. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Pierre says,
Haiti has been the recipient of so much aid over the years that the culture is one of receiving and not giving. The essential nature of any Christian is one of giving rather than receiving.
BHM is rebuilding from the bottom up, teaching servanthood, and that requires a huge shift in thinking, so they're starting with the youth. You'll find the details on our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.